Looking for something, man, the big 41 himself. Can't wait to get a photo with him up on our shelf.
If you can't find him, we will. If you won't find him, we will.
Legends come and go, but what we know, leaves no doubt. Showing all of y'all the proof is what this show is about.
If you can't find him, we will. If you won't find him, we will.
If you don't find him, we'll kill
your whole family.
Bigfoot and Bourbon with Scott and Brandon.
Yeah, 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 yeah! Chica!
We're back, baby.
We're back, baby! Woo!
This is a real episode.
Yeah, welcome to the real world. Real world.
Welcome to the real world. Yeah. Things are about to get real.
You taking the blue pill or the red pill, player?
That's okay. I thought we were talking about the MTV reality show.
I have no desire to talk about
You don't
want to
nope. start getting
real?
We're
not real. Bringing that up. Nope. Don't bring that again.
Cahuta?
Nope. It's the bathroom boys.
It's the bathroom boys. Cahuta, if you're out there. Cahuta from
in.
Real world. Call in. Scott
man,
doesn't have the number.
I don't have the number up anymore, so I don't know what it is. 678-481-2221.
So usually I have a whiteboard. Well, I do have a whiteboard up. Usually on it I have written down like the Twitter handle, the phone number to call in, and then I drew a picture of Bigfoot.
Which was amazing.
With the wanted, it was like a wanted poster.
Which I can't believe you never posted that on the gram.
Yeah, I can't believe it.
Did it for the gram. Whoa.
But the people that did see it besides you, what's wrong?
I think my mic just... Wait, can you hear me?
No, you turned it off, yeah.
No, I didn't touch it.
I hear you.
I can't hear anything. It sounds weird.
I can hear you fine. You turned it off again.
Yeah, this is weird. I can't hear anything.
Oh, did your headphones die?
Oh, they may have. That could be it, actually.
Oh, shit.
Whatever. I'm fine without it. We're good.
Headphone switch.
Nah, we're good.
No, I mean, this at least you'll hear it.
I can hear you.
But you can't hear yourself?
Well, I can hear myself talking.
Well, you can hear me and not you.
I can hear... I don't think they died. I think it's like just cut out. It's kind of weird. Oh, there we go. That's back. Yeah, there we go.
Okay, so they weren't plugged in all the way.
Yeah, I guess we'd figure that out. Well, there we go. Now we're back to at it.
Okay.
Oh, here we are. Now something's wrong.
Is it going?
It's, well, yeah. Well, now it's back on. But it switched out again.
Yeah. I won't touch anything. What the heck?
That's what she said.
Man, I hope those aren't short. Those are my good headphones.
I don't know, man.
Oh, wait, this is the one.
But that's the one.
Are you good now?
Well, yeah, I think so. Whoa, that sounds weird. Turn that down. I don't even know what I'm doing anymore.
What are you turning down? It sounds fine to me.
I don't know. It sounds weird on my end. It sounds like a robot.
Okay, well, it's not a robot over here.
Okay, well, whatever. Whoa, that's weird. We got stuff going. Whoa, whoa, whoa. I used to, that connection's messed up. I can't hear anything now.
Dang it.
Let's just leave it off. We're good.
And we're back.
And we're back!
We didn't cut. Nope. So I drew a picture of Bigfoot.
Yeah.
And we're going to have to get your headphones fixed for later.
I don't know why I'm still wearing them.
It's part of it.
Plugged in.
You got to wear them. It's part of it. So... I had an interview that was not an interview. If you listen to this and I work at your company, it wasn't an interview. and it was just over my shoulder as a video interview. And it's just a picture of Bigfoot and they ask about it. So I erased it.
Probably for the best. Because you know what? The world's not ready.
They're not.
The world's not ready, Brando.
But you know what they're ready for?
What?
Still House.
Yeah.
That's right. It's Still America's House. Finest.
Put it in your middle house.
The Bart character? Mm-hmm. Bart character.
Oh, I just tried it.
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
Oh,
no. Oh, no, 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 no. It's made with coffee, right?
It's mellowed in coffee beans.
I don't know if I like whiskey and coffee together.
I do, like Jameson and coffee.
Well, that's true.
But I don't think I like this.
I don't think I like it mellowed in coffee.
Yeah, we probably won't tag
Mixing coffee is different. Mellow coffee?
Yeah, probably not going to tag them on that one. I'm going to drink it, but did not.
I will drink it as well, but.
It is in an oil can or whatever, like a WD-40 kind of can.
It's like a gas can, oil can.
It's cool. And that's why you buy it.
Yeah.
Looks.
And if you like coffee in your liquor, it'll get you drunk quicker.
That's true. It'd probably be good in a coffee if you're Irish.
Probably would be.
Irish coffee.
Yeah. Put a little whipped cream on top.
Sure. Yeah.
Yeah. Why not?
But what we got going on? Bigfoot.
Oh, man. Well, okay. We've got an awesome episode for y'all today because we went to the Bigfoot convention.
Yep. It was on April, and we went.
And it was awesome up in North Georgia.
Right after you moved.
Yep. It was fantastic.
Raven Canny.
Yep. And we got some good
footage.
I was going to say audio footage.
Audio footage.
For you guys. So we're going to play y'all here in a little bit. And just sit back, relax, and enjoy the show. Keep your arms and legs in their upright position.
Wait, your arms and legs in the upright position.
In the upright position.
So stand with like your hands up.
Yeah, like Superman.
Superman. Oh.
Oh. And
so that's why it took a long time because we had to go through all the audio footage to get this episode.
There's so much audio footage to go through. So much.
Yeah, and that's why we didn't get to watch the movie yet.
Yeah, exactly.
We watched Top Gun, but not that one.
You know, we'll get to Mr. Mergoyum's Wonder Emporium. They'll be on the next little Bigfoot and Beer.
I bet it's real. I bet it's a real movie.
It could be. I don't know. I haven't decided yet.
I mean, I also have not decided yet. This stuff sucks.
Yeah, this is awful.
We should have picked that one with the horse on it.
Yeah. Oh, man. I love horses. Horses.
Aren't they great? Are you glad that you moved over here and there's horses all over the place?
There are. There's a lot of horse farms.
Horse farms.
Horse farms and horse fighting.
Yeah, they're always fighting.
Yeah. You put them little boxing gloves on them and they start getting at each other. Love it.
I love it when they do that.
Mm-hmm. But yeah, no, there's a surprising amount of horses still. I mean, it's like where we are, it's not country, but it still feels a little country.
Yeah.
I feel like in 10 years, all that's going to be gone and developed because people are going to sell it. Property value is going to be property tax probably too much, and they're going to have to sell it anyways for developers. But yeah.
For a while, we got horses. Yeah. Or it's going to be rich people. Like,
yeah, that's true.
The people in Milton, like, those aren't going anywhere because they're rich and they got.
But that's also space. Why they became a city, so they could keep their horses.
Yeah. Holly Springs is becoming a city.
I think it is a city.
Yeah, but it's sort of, I don't know. Is there a mayor? Should I be the mayor of Holly Springs?
Yeah. Please run. I won't vote for you, but.
Okay. Well, you don't live here.
Yeah. Come on, Brandon.
I can't believe you wouldn't commit voter fraud for me.
Nope. Won't that they do that for anybody?
You should.
Okay.
You're going to do it.
What?
Expedition Bigfoot.
Expedition.
We haven't talked about the episode that was on.
Etch-a-sketch right here.
So, anyway, is it tiny? I put it there for you. I bet Scott gets distracted by a tiny Etch-a-sketch.
I would, and I did because it's a tiny Etch-a-sketch. So cute.
We'll post it on the gram.
That's cool. Yeah,
and we probably will remember.
Yeah, I'll draw a Bigfoot on it, and then we'll post it on there, and it'd be cool.
Oh, I can't wait to see what your Bigfoot looks like.
I'm amazing at drawing. So.
I played with it for like 5 minutes and I got so mad. I was like, I can't make my brain remember how to do this. Oh, I got a text.
Oh, ding-a-ling, 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 ding-a-ling.
This just in from my sister. She has to wait 3 hours for food at the beach.
Oh, that's a pain. Where's she at the beach at?
Fort Walton.
Oh, Destin.
Yeah, Destin. So they're probably eating in Destin.
Just kidding. I love that place. It's awesome. It's a good time. But I also like other places.
Scott prefers other places also.
Breaking news.
Oh, I forgot we did have that breaking news song. Remember?
Oh, yeah. How'd that go again?
I don't know. You did it.
I know. Dang it.
Man, I don't know. I don't listen to this show.
That's not it. but it could be the new one. Breaking news.
Okay, well, you did this thing. Now you got to give us the breaking news. Scott, what's the breaking news?
I like other places other than Destin or Fort Walton.
Also.
Also.
Because you like them.
Yeah. Other than, also, either or.
In addition to.
Yeah, on top of.
If you ask me if I like Fort Walton and Destin, I'd say yes, but I also like other places.
Yeah, on top of that, I like places to the left and right and up and down from it.
Up. Mostly up.
Well, that down's pretty cool.
No, it's all up.
There's some cool down.
What's down there? Bahamas?
I think you get to Carib.
Carib? Yeah. Caribbean. I'm glad you shortened it because it would have been way too long if you said Caribbean.
Well, Caribbean. Here's the thing.
Caribbean.
How do you pronounce it? Is it Caribbean or Caribbean?
I think I say Caribbean unless I'm talking about Pirates of the Caribbean.
That is my go-to, exactly. If it's Caribbean if you're talking about the pirates, mm-hmm. but it's Caribbean if you're going there for vacation.
Mm-hmm. And if you see pirates on that vacation, you run. You don't say anything.
Well, you join their crew.
No, what? I'm not built for that.
Yeah,
that feels like a seat. That
if
feels
you're
like
seeing pirates. Things have already gone.
No,
the
I'm
wrong
going.
Way.
I'm going. Jeez, why am I getting so many texts?
I don't know. Put it on mute, player.
Well, this can't be on mute. It's my iPad.
Your face.
We're gonna
put
use
your
this,
face on mute.
This iPad is gonna play all the clips for the audio footage.
Little clippy cloppies.
Little clippy cloppies.
And my flippy floppies.
Expedition Bigfoot.
Mm-hmm.
I'll make this quick.
Mm-hmm.
Because that's not what this show's about. It's not talking about Bigfoot.
What? No, it's half about Bigfoot, half about bourbon.
Yeah, and I don't really want to talk about this bourbon too much.
Yep.
What if they listen? Just better luck next time, Stillhouse.
Yeah, Stillhouse. better luck next time.
I got an idea of what your ad's going to be.
Yep.
So on the latest episode, June 5th, spoiler if you haven't watched it.
2022.
Is it June 5th? What's today?
Today's the 7th.
5th, right? It was on Sunday?
Mm-hmm.
Today's Tuesday?
Carry the one, yeah.
All right. The little weird thing peeking out behind the tree.
Little peekaboo.
Yeah, they played peekaboo.
Exactly.
And had eye shine.
Uh-huh.
Looked fucking weird, crazy.
Yeah.
I don't know what it is.
I don't either.
Especially if she, like, the scientist of the group, Maria mm-hmm. Mayer, Dr. Maria Mayer.
Doctor.
If she's right.
Doctor.
And that a human can't.
Humans can't make eye shine. I confirmed that online.
Did you?
Yeah.
I really wanted to look it up because I was like, if that's true, like, then what was that?
I mean, it could have been a possum.
That's a tall ass possum.
Up in a tree?
But it, how, I guess maybe.
I mean, what if they're two separate? Like, the eye shine was possum. The other thing was, I don't know, a bear.
So it's like a possum on bear's shoulders?
Well, no, the possum's in the tree.
On. I bet it is.
That'd be awesome.
Possum on bear's shoulder.
Possum bear.
And the bear has his eyes closed because it doesn't want, you don't want to see four eyes. What is going on?
I don't know.
Is the world in
I feel like, yeah. Is everything okay over there?
Oh.
Or is she just really upset?
They're eating at the bar. Oh. Just kidding.
What restaurant are they at? Breaking news.
Let's see. My sister finally listened to the episode where we talked about her today on the way down to the beach.
Oh, that's fun.
She's like, why didn't you ever post that? I was like, we did. She's Ooh. Like, oh, Spotify never told me.
Well, Brandon's sister is eating where?
Lulu's.
Ooh-hoo-hoo.
Which we ate at in
Yeah, it's not a buffet. Shores. It's Buffett.
Yeah, Lulu Buffett.
Mm-hmm.
Brother. Sister.
Well, we don't know.
Sister. It is. I've seen. They
could
say
been,
it.
Could have been a brother before.
Well, no.
Or later could be a brother. We don't know.
Okay, so I guess if we want to be an evergreen podcast, the sibling of Jimmy Buffett.
Yeah.
James Buffett.
James, quote unquote, Jimmy Buffett.
Wouldn't it be weird if his name was Jim Buffett?
It would.
I don't buy him like
the or beach. James Buffett. I wouldn't like it either.
I think Jim's weirder. Because like you know, at some point,
what was it Jimbo?
No, that fits.
Jimbo
I like,
Buffett.
I feel like Jimbo fits.
Jimbo, but that'd be pretty cool, actually.
Like I think if you're Jim, you were at some point Jimmy. That's a theory I have based on nothing.
Probably. Well, it's like if you were Bill, at some point you were Billy. Like you're yeah. William.
There's
you
no way you're like Bill. Or you're Lil Bill.
Yeah,
Lil Bill,
Lil Billy. Willie. Billy.
Wilson.
Wilson. Oh, man. Rest in peace. R.I.P. Wilson.
The dot. That's what...
the volleyball?
Yeah, I almost said the dodgeball.
It's got to be dead and gone by now.
I bet it's in a museum.
No, it's in the ocean, man. He lost it.
No, he didn't. They found it.
He never got back.
Dude, that wasn't a documentary.
Yeah, it was.
Of who?
It was like Alone. He had his like whole thing on there.
Oh, man. We got to talk about Alone.
Alone's sweet, isn't it?
It is awesome.
If you ain't watching Alone, go home. Burn!
And if you watch Alone, some of them want to go home.
Yeah, they do.
Tap out.
That's what they do.
I
tap it, tap-a-roo.
I find it to be the most relaxing show I've ever watched. Like, it's just, like, very... Even when it's, like, hectic, like, there's a bear.
Yeah.
It just feels, like, so, like...
It's a good show that you can, like, browse on your phone.
Yeah.
And watch, listen, and not worry about, like, losing what's going on.
Yeah. It's a good one for Kate to... Well, as we watch it in bed, she'll just, like, turn to the side and no longer look at the screen. And I'll go, oh, are you tired? Should I turn it off? She's like, no, I'm listening. It's one of those shows for us.
Gotcha.
That and The Nanny, we watched them all.
Did you watch all The Nanny?
100%.
Oh, my gosh. I've never done that.
Have you considered it?
No, but I kind of am now.
I would say... I think that it's severely underrated. Like, no one ever talks about it. It's really funny. Yeah, that's why it's really annoying. But
Mr.
I don't.
Mr. Frazier.
That's not his name.
What's his name again?
Sheffield.
Oh, that's right, Mr. Sheffield.
Miss Fine. it's a lot of that.
I used to watch it as reruns as a kid.
I think my mom watched it. She'll tell me if I'm wrong because she listens. Mm-hmm. But I feel like my mom watched it, so I watched it with her. And I love Niles the butler. And on rewatch, I really love Niles because half the jokes he said I didn't understand as a kid. Now I get them.
Are they like adult?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. And he's really mean. It's like my favorite game to play is
Peekaboo.
Someone said, Peekaboo. But also CeCe Babcock. That's the like assistant.
Oh, that was the game.
That's in love with Mr. Sheffield.
Gotcha.
Every time she says something, he's going to cut her down as a play on her words. So my favorite thing to do is to pause it and turn to Kate and say, here's what I would say. Because, like, and, like, I'm never right. And, like, they always beat me except one time. One time I, like, fucking nailed it. Sorry for the profanity. But yeah, it was that good, bitch.
Boom, shakalaka, shakalaka, shakalaka.
That's right. We now get to mark explicit on the pod.
Mm-hmm. You're welcome.
Yep.
We did it.
But yeah, like I'm pretty sure that they saw Bigfoot.
They may have. Like, we don't know though.
No, we don't because they didn't get to it.
Yeah. But I don't know. I'm starting to think more and more now that show may not discover Bigfoot.
I disagree. Why is it back on TV, Scott?
Because it has the best production value of any other Bigfoot show out there.
That is 100% true.
And I think it started to gain an audience. So they were like, well, when so Discovery bought out Warner Brothers from AT&T.
Or like it was a merger or was it bought?
They bought them from AT&T just unloaded it to them.
Yeah.
Maybe they're like, oh, this show has potential. It's getting these numbers on streaming. Let's give it, you know, back on the TV time slot.
I guess maybe.
But I don't know.
I think they find Bigfoot.
Maybe, but I don't know. I feel like at this point, people just aren't doing it right.
I don't know. They're getting close.
Here's what you do.
Oh, okay. Let's hear it. You stick 10 people on Vancouver Island.
No, you get like 100 drones.
Okay.
All attached with like the brightest freaking lights you can do with them. You do whatever they've been doing to like, quote unquote, get like some activity and get like the Bigfoots motivated in the area. And then you start shining the lights on them and you get the drones hovering high and low, covering the forest and just blanket it with light and have cameras set up.
Okay, that sounds expensive.
It is. What if you're wrong about? But if you want to find it, let's say if you want to spend $50,000 on trying to find Bigfoot, you could do it. Are we good?
Yeah, we're good. We're still recording. Everything went dark.
And you go all out though. You do like a one time shot of we're going to do everything we know that lures it in, and then we're just going to have cameras set up freaking everywhere, lights everywhere on drones. I mean, you just go all out. Maybe you spend $100,000. But the thing, if you spend $100,000 and then you discovered Bigfoot, you would be the money's rolling in. You'd make that up in no time. Now, I don't have $100,000 to go spend to go find Bigfoot.
But yes, you do have a business plan that I think we can take to a bank. We got it, dude.
Here you go. We're going to have 100 drones with spotlights. All right. We're going to get some pheromones, and we're going to play these calls that we're pretty damn sure is Bigfoot, and it's going to just go out there. And then what we're going to do is we're going to do all that, and then we're going to have like 2,200 cameras.
2,200
cameras just spread all out over the forest, all right? And then you get movement going, and we're going to put Faraday boxes on them because we don't know about the electromagnetism of these things.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. And then,
when he pulled out the Faraday box.
Yeah.
I always thought it was a Faraday cage, but I guess it's a box too.
Well, it's the same thing. Yeah. So, and then we're going to find Bigfoot. Give me $1 million.
Sir, we're asking for 100. Now, okay.
Exactly. Well, I want to do it 10 times.
Okay.
In case it doesn't work the first time, do it 10 times. I'll give you the money back that I don't use.
It's a loan. You're going to have to give it all back.
Yeah, but I give you pay up further if I do it right now. Like, if I find the first time, I give you another $900,000 back right now. Boom.
Okay. But we have to make sure there's no prepayment penalty on this thing.
Right, exactly. No, I don't want that. No.
Yeah, we'll work out the details with them. Yeah. But I think maybe we should just go now and do this.
Should we finish the podcast first?
No.
I think we should.
Okay, fine.
All right. All right, what's up? What's next? Are we taking a break, then hitting up the convention?
Yeah, we're gonna listen to it.
All right. Well, when we get back, we'll show y'all or show y'all.
We're gonna show you.
We're gonna show you all the audio footage that we captured at the convention. It's gonna be amazing.
Get your glasses on, Grandma. Mm-hmm. We're gonna watch some audio footage.
Yeah. Steelhouse at America's finest. Steelhouse, let's put it behind us. Cause you and me, baby, we ain't got nothing at all. Except the love of bourbon and all the fun that we've been having. And waterfalls are crashing down. And I love it, but the pain inside is too much. Finest Steelhouse, oh, it's coffee and something, oh, Steelhouse, but I don't like the taste at all. Better luck next time, yeah.
Better luck next time.
What's up, Bigfoot and Bourbon crew? Welcome back.
We're back.
Yeah.
Hope you enjoyed the ad.
Mm-hmm.
It was from the heart.
Straight from the heart. Steelhouse.
Steelhouse runs deep.
Yeah, better look next time.
Better nut next time.
Better nut next time.
Well, that's a thing you said.
Yep. Whoops.
So the convention.
Convention, yeah.
Audio footage.
We have some found audio footage.
Found it. We recorded it.
Yeah, we did. Plenty of it, and we had to get all through it.
There's a
all
lot
up in it.
There's a lot of interesting characters there.
There are so many,
and people from like everywhere.
Oh, everywhere.
Like at I was just shocked. It's not just people around North Georgia.
No, it's
all
it's
over the place.
All up in there. And they're so fun to talk to. Some were weird, some were scary, some were happy, some were sad. It's like the Seven Dwarfs, pretty much.
There's a couple dopeies, yeah.
There's a couple dopeies, yeah.
And weirdly enough, I was sneezy.
You were so sneezy. Well, you had the allergies.
Yeah, and none of
April.
None of that's in the clips.
No. Well, you know.
I doubt it.
He held himself pretty well.
I held myself pretty well.
He healed himself pretty well with the sneezes.
Sneezes.
Yeah. So, all right. Well, I guess without further ado, let's get to our found footage from the North Georgia Bigfoot Convention in Rabun County, Georgia.
Yeah. So I guess the first one, that guy I talked to, speaking of people from like all over the place, it was crazy. That guy from Australia that I talked to, let's go to that clip.
Let's do it.
Oh, shit. There we go. Hey, how's it going? What's your name? Welcome to the podcast. We're recording this for a podcast.
Hey, how are you?
How old are you? It's weird to ask a child that. How are you, a child?
I'm 10 years old.
You're 10 years old.
I love Bigfoot. Love Bigfoot.
Can I ask where your parents are? What are you doing here?
Hey, good old. Nana, get on back on it.
Was that? Who was that?
Yeah, what? Where are you from over here?
Are you a father?
I'm a father. I'm the boy's daddy. What are you talking about, fun son for?
Okay, sorry. I don't know. He came up to me, and I felt like I should talk to him.
Yeah. Well, look. What are y'all doing recording over here?
Look. It's not weird. I'm not weird.
I hope not. You weirdo.
Are you from? So you're from Australia.
Yeah. Not originally, but we live down there.
Okay. You're from New Orleans.
Yeah. Well, not in New Orleans. We are in the southern areas of Lafayette area.
Okay. So
yeah. Yeah.
What brings you and the 10-year-old boy to
my son? My son and me, we're here, you know, because we wanted to go look at the Bigfoot. We wanted to go to the convention. We're like, hey, it's a good old time down here. We gotta let the good time roll.
Laissez mon temps rouler.
Yeah, come on.
So you just want to see Bigfoot. You know he's not here.
Well, you don't know that. I've seen Bigfoot walking around this whole place.
That's just a person in a costume.
I know that, but still.
Oh, that's all you
What if it wasn't? For? What if, let's just say, what if this wasn't a man a costume, but it was actual Bigfoot, and he was like, this is the perfect opportunity to meet people, and they think, look, I'm just a person in a costume, but really it's Bigfoot. You don't know that,
huh? Yeah, I guess that's
yeah, because Bigfoot is smarter than a tic tac up there on the duck bill, you know what I'm saying?
So that was that clip. He went on for about an hour Tic Tacs and duck bills.
He was insane. But we had to just give y'all that little snippet because it was something.
I'm also not sure he's from Australia.
He probably was. I don't know what was going on there. That was kind of weird. But
and that kid just ran away. You were somewhere else at the time.
I don't even know if that was his kid.
I don't think so. I think he just stole the spotlight from him.
I think he did. It's pretty weird.
That was weird, yeah.
But, okay, so the next one here, let's, we met this guy, his name is, Ben Justice, and, I don't know how to describe, we'll let his words do the talking.
All right, did I talk to him?
Yeah.
Okay, Ben,
this is another one of your
I talked to like four or five justices.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Most of them on the Supreme Court. Ready, go. Hey, I'm recording some segments for our podcast, Bigfoot and Bourbon. My name's Brandon. Sorry, this is my first interview of the day. What's your deal? Who are you? Who put your name?
Did you say your name is Brandon? Y'all, what y'all recording?
A podcast. It's It's like the radio on the internet.
What kind of podcast was it about?
It's about Bigfoot. That's why we're here. It's a Bigfoot podcast.
Well, let me tell you something about Bigfoot, okay? I got so many ideas about this. All right, first of all, Bigfoot is a conspiracy by the government. There are so many conspiracies within this nation, right? You can turn on the TV and there, everything about it is conspiracy. You come one place to another, you talk, look at Fox News, conspiracy, CNN, conspiracy. It's all just a big template for the government to take over our lives and our minds. Everything you see, hear, know about is conspiracy. Now you take Bigfoot, right? It's all conspiracy. You know what's going on there? There's all this stuff. There's camouflage technology. They're trying to hide with the Bigfoot. They don't know what's going on. That's why they're just trying to blind you. They'll put shows up on the internet, on the TV, and they'll say, hey, look at my right hand when the left hand's doing something else. That is all there is, okay? You don't know what's going on. You don't know who to believe, but I tell you who you believe. You need to believe me. My name's Ben Justice, okay? I'm here to disrupt and to dislodge all these conspiracies from your mind so that you know and you can see, hear, and understand what's going on. And that is why I was brought to this earth, okay? I am here to help you, Ben Justice. Justice will be served.
Wow. Are you like running for something? This felt like a prepared speech you just gave me.
No, let me tell you something, right? Because everything you ever seen, saw, heard, or saw is all a conspiracy. Okay, you will look out that window, you see green leaves. No, guess what? They're probably a different color. I know what they are, actually. They're purple, but that's all. That's here or there. You got to listen to something else. You got to understand. I can't tell you the explanation for why that is right now, because if I did, it would blow your mind. You're not ready to hear it, okay? You got to do baby steps. You got to get a little bit in, and all of a sudden your mind expands, and it explodes, and then all of a sudden you're seeing exactly what the government doesn't want you to see, and it is mind-blowing.
See, you didn't come prepared with all that. It feels like you're
not prepared. My mind is prepared, okay? My mind has been expanding since the day I was born. It's just been growing, and I see stuff
That's
everywhere.
How people are, though.
Most people, they'll start expanding, then they stop, and they get in their place, and they just don't want to believe anymore. But I tell you what, if you open your mind and your eyes and you start seeing stuff around you, you will see what the government doesn't want you to see. Right, justice will be served.
I feel like you're trying to get a catchphrase started on this podcast, and I won't
hear
it.
That's just what I say, because my name is Ben Justice, and justice will be served.
What do you do for a living, Ben Justice?
I own an ice cream shop.
So I don't know how I didn't remember that guy.
Yeah, he's amazing, right? Yeah. He was awesome.
Can't believe as soon as you said his name, I didn't 100% know who you were talking about.
Yeah, I don't know either. But, hey, that's why we go here as a pair, because, I mean, I can't be at the same place as you are all the time. There's too many opportunities to meet people. We got to separate. Look over here. Look over there. Look up. Look down. Left, right. What? I don't know what's going on.
Yeah. I mean, I agree. I agree with you completely. Mm-hmm. Like, you saw... this guy, Jimmy Muscadine.
I did. I saw Jimmy.
I guess we'll just go to the clip.
We'll just go to the clip. Let's talk to Jimmy. All right. Well, here I'm with this very interesting man right here. Sir, tell me your name and about yourself a little bit. We are doing a podcast for Bigfoot.
My name is Jimmy Muscadine.
Well, hey, Jimmy.
Hi. They call me that because I'm so sweet.
I bet you are.
They don't. It's because I have like a musk about me.
Well, you know what? You do. You kind of smell like the combination of cigar and pineapple.
You nailed it. You absolutely nailed it.
Yeah, I'm pretty good like that.
I bathe in pineapple juice and I smoke cigars hourly.
I love it. I mean...
It's hard to sleep if you smoke hourly, but I do it.
Are you married?
Of course not.
Yeah, that makes sense. Do you Tell me about your Bigfoot experience, Jimmy.
Look, I just know he's out there. You know, mm-hmm. It's just like this innate feeling, you know, like, is grass green? I don't know, but I feel like it is.
I feel like it is, too. I mean, are the leaves green?
No, but because I don't feel like they are.
What color do you feel like they are?
I don't feel like they're there, if I'm honest.
They may not be.
I'm just being honest.
Yeah. Okay.
What is this for? What am I talking in this microphone for?
It's a podcast about Bigfoot and also bourbon. Do you like bourbon, Jimmy?
No, I don't drink.
Get out.
That was rude.
And that's where we lost Jimmy.
Man, you were brutal to that guy.
Well, I mean, he doesn't like bourbon. I'm sorry.
Yeah. I mean, I guess that's true. He did not think leaves were real for some reason.
Yeah, so we had to get rid of that one.
Yeah.
Yeah, it wasn't fun, but hey. Sometimes it happens.
I mean, it do be like that.
Yeah. All right. Well, so I really want to get to this next one. So,
okay.
This guy that you were talking to, let's just say he's an interesting fellow.
Okay.
Let's roll the clip.
I think I got a pretty idea who you're talking about. Hey there, Bigfoot and Bourbon podcast. That's the name of the podcast. I'm not good at this. How do I do this part? Hi, would you like to talk into this microphone?
Yes, I would.
Oh, no. okay, what's your name? What's your name?
My name is Tony Eagle.
Tony Eagle. Okay, Mr. Yep. Eagle. Do you prefer...
call me Mr. Well, my daddy was Eagle, Mr. Eagle.
Your daddy was Eagle.
And my name is Tony Eagle. You can call me Timmy Eagle if you want to. You can call me Tiny Eagle. That was my nickname growing up because, you know, I'm only like 4'8".
Yeah, I wasn't going to say you're short.
Yeah, they call me Tiny Eagle. That was the nickname.
Okay, Tiny. What brings you to the Bigfoot convention?
Well, because Bigfoot is real. I just heard
people must be eating.
Oh, they're eating them everywhere. Yeah. Well, I just got done eating a meatball sub.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
That's good.
It was delicious.
There is a meatballer's truck here.
There is, that's and good. It was fantastic.
Yeah, it was good. Plug. Yeah. Plug for meatballers.
Meatballers.
So, yeah, you're here. What were you saying?
Well, because, I mean, it's Bigfoot, right? Because, Bigfoot, I see him all the time. I probably see him once a week.
I'm sorry. What do you mean?
Well, he comes into my shop like once a week, every day, asking for this new bathing suit.
Where do you work?
Oh, so I own a clothing store in West Virginia.
Okay.
And he comes in about once a week. He's asking me all the time, like, hey, do you have those new bathing suits without the mesh liner? The ones that don't cut into you and chafe?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, he wants the ones that, you know, they're like a spandex type.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Once a week, Bigfoot comes rolling in asking about these damn swimsuits.
And I guess he does it once a week because you always say no?
Because I don't carry them.
Okay.
I should.
It sounds like maybe you should.
Well, I mean, I've had other customers ask me about it, but I thought they were just loony. But maybe now saying it out loud, there seems to be a demand for it.
Yeah.
Especially if it brings Bigfoot in.
But I think he'd stop coming in, though, because he would get his bathing suit and...
He'd tear him up, probably have to come back for more. Man, I'm thinking about a whole new business plan as we're sitting here. I don't understand it.
I'm glad.
Maybe I make him so they're tearaways. He doesn't know that. He's Bigfoot.
He seems to be able to communicate.
He puts one on, and 2 days later, he's got to get new ones. It comes to me.
But he knows he knows the things that exist that you don't.
Somehow. I don't know how he does it.
Is this just like a big dude?
I mean, he's big and hairy, and he stumbles in.
Is he drunk?
Bigfoot.
It's just like a big, hairy, drunk
Everybody
guy.
Everybody calls him Bigfoot. He's like 6'2", all bearded and hairy.
That's not tall enough.
Hey, that's Bigfoot.
No, it's not tall. That's like human size.
I'm 4'8". He's taller than me.
That's true. I didn't mean to.
I'm not saying you're not human size. That's
Bigfoot. He comes in here, like I said, once a week. He says, "Tiny, where's my swim trunks?" I say, "I ain't got them."
Okay, so he talks to you.
Well, he go, "Tiny, where are my swim trunks?" And I say, "Well, I don't know. Let me see if I got some in the bag." And I pretend to walk back there, and I say, "Oh."
Wait, you pretend to walk back there?
Yeah, well,
you don't even go back there.
No, dude, you know, you ever seen that thing where you have, like, behind, like, a desk, and you just walk down the steps?
Okay, so
I do that, and I say, "Oh, let me go down there and check them out in the basement." There's no basement. And I do the do-do-do-do-do-do-do. And then all of a sudden, I stay down there on the ground for about 5 minutes, because I want them to make them really, really believe I'm looking. And then I walk back up. I'm like, and I say, "I ain't got nothing today. Come back next week." He's like, "Okay, Tiny, I'll be back."
So you, Bigfoot asks you for a bathing suit. You go and do a, you gradually lay on the ground, then lay on the ground for 5 minutes.
Yep.
And then you get up and tell him you don't have it.
That's exactly. I don't know what to do. I don't want to upset the thing, the man, whatever, the legend, because it's Bigfoot.
Can I ask, like, when a normal person, like an actual person, walks in, what's that interaction like?
It's close to the same, because I ain't got much there. I don't know. My sales have been down lately, and I ain't got much in stock.
So that was that guy, and I knew that's what you're talking about. His business model seems
terrible.
Unsustainable.
Yeah. Well, I'm glad he came up with a new one on the spot.
Yeah, he really did. That was nuts. Oh, no. Are you okay? Went down the wrong pipe there.
Definitely did.
Yeah. Do you need a break?
Yeah, hold on. Let's take a quick break.
All right, we'll be right back on Bigfoot and Bourbon.
Woo! All right, we're back.
Scott's alive, guys.
Yeah, sorry about that. But we took a quick break. Hope you enjoyed the messages from our sponsors.
We don't
have any sponsors right now.
There was nothing.
But hopefully
this time.
We will sooner than later.
And it's probably not going to be Stillhouse. Better luck next time.
Better not next time.
Better not next time.
Yeah, probably not.
Nah, it's probably not going to be them.
But we'll see. Anyway, so, okay, back to the convention. Again, this found footage, this all found audio footage.
Sound audio footage.
Fantastic. But I loved our next guest, so.
Guest? That's a strong word.
It is a strong word, but I mean, he's on the podcast, so I'm going to call him a guest.
He'll probably end up being a guest, if it's that.
This guy was straight out of California, long blonde hair. I mean, you know, he had the muscles. He was like looking like he was like rolling down Long Beach. And he's here in North Georgia. So I was like, this is amazing. We've got to talk to this guy. I mean, he was almost shirtless, too. And he had on roller skates.
Hold on. He was almost shirtless?
Yeah. I mean, it was like, you know how like, you know, like those muscle shirts where they're like pretty much cut?
Oh, gotcha.
Yeah. So there was a shirt on. I use the word shirt very loosely.
It means like I can shop at your store, but we both know you can see my nipples.
Exactly.
Okay.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
And he had on roller skates, not roller blades, roller skates.
Skates.
Yeah.
He's roller
skating around. So okay. I was like, we're talking to this guy.
A skater from California.
Yep.
Okay. Do we know his name? Well, if you don't remember that, we'll probably figure it out.
I mean, I called him California Bro, but
okay. Well, I guess we'll find out.
We'll find out. Well, hi there.
Man.
We are here at the North Georgia Bigfoot Convention, and we are interviewing today. What's your name, sir?
The name is California Bro, dude.
California Bro.
Right on, man. Yeah. Absolutely. Look, I just rolled in on a tubular wave, And I'm definitely from California. You can tell.
100%.
And I just had to get in front of you because, like, I liked your vibe, man. And, like, I was just thinking I could surf with him.
Yeah, I've been surfing one time.
Have you?
Yeah, it was in Myrtle Beach. Righteous
man? Myrtle Beach?
I got up on the board and fell immediately and then never surfed again.
Oh, that's because you did it on the Atlantic, man. You got to get to the Pacific.
I guess so. That's my fault. That's my bad.
Yeah. So what is this? What am I doing?
So we're here at the North Georgia Bigfoot Convention. We got a podcast. We're talking about Bigfoot. We're talking about bourbon. So right, tell me about your Bigfoot experiences.
Not much. They don't really go out on the water. But, like, I'm into it, though. Like, the whole, like, culture, you know? Mm-hmm. Like, I'm really into the idea of Bigfoot being a thing, you know?
Yeah.
And, like, do you understand crypto? Are you, like, a crypto guy?
Not really. I've never invested in it.
Good. Okay. Would you like to get involved, like, in some way? I can definitely shape your life.
Really?
Yeah, wow, absolutely.
Like, tell me more about, like, what?
I don't know a lot about crypto, but I do make NFTs.
Oh, really?
And that's close, I think.
Oh, do you make, like, Bigfoot NFTs?
Absolutely, dude. It's always just Bigfoot peeing on Calvin wearing a t-shirt.
Yes.
Different t-shirts each time.
Wait, do you have the examples with you? Like, on?
Oh, yeah. Here's Bigfoot saying it's always the same Bigfoot.
Right.
He's always peeing on the same Calvin, but he has a different shirt.
Oh, brilliant.
Right?
I love it.
Here is Bigfoot peeing on Calvin, and his shirt just says, "I suck."
Like, why? Like,
right? And here's the second one that says, like, "You suck." That's And this one is, like, topple the patriarchy.
Oh, man. It's like, right? Like, we suck?
I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know what that word means, man.
We? Who's we?
Me and you, I think.
Yeah, we suck.
Yeah, we right? suck, man. So I'm mostly doing that. Do you want to buy them for millions of dollars?
Wait, how much you sell them for?
I don't know. Why are you sounding like me, man?
I don't know. I do that.
Oh, wait. Wait, did you offer to buy them? Is that a dog? Did you hear
a dog? Yeah, we got a dog here with us.
Dogs are allowed in here?
Yeah.
Can I be honest with you? I used to think dogs were...
Yeah, you can. I'm just messing with you. Go for it.
Should I?
Yeah.
If you're a cop, you have to tell me, man.
I'm not a cop. I have a podcast.
Cops have podcasts?
No, they don't.
Yeah, they do.
Impossible.
No, they have TikToks and stuff, too, man.
Cops aren't allowed to have a podcast. Yes, tell me about your dog experience.
I just don't think they're real.
Well, you know, dogs aren't real.
Right, but Bigfoot's real.
Heck yeah. Yeah. D-A-R, DAR.
Here's one that it just says dogs aren't real.
And dogs are DAR.
A thumbs down.
Yeah. I like that. Well, that's unique right there. I like it.
This one's only a million. Wait,
what do you think about horses?
I mean, I don't think about them much, but if I did think about them.
Real or no real?
I think they're real, but I think maybe they should all be killed.
Okay. Like, all right. I'm going to list you different animals. You can give me a thumbs up, thumbs down, / yes, no, real, no, not real. Ready?
That feels like a lot of things I have to do, but I'm going to try.
Okay. Pigeons.
They're real. Thumbs up, man.
All right.
They're just trying to, like, get by, dude.
Raccoons.
Thumbs up, but I don't think they're real.
All right, possums.
Thumbs down, don't think they're real.
Me too. Let's go with foxes.
I know what they say. Dig-a-dee-doo-doo-doo. Yeah, yeah. Do you remember?
Yeah. pretty like a fox.
But
turtles.
There's no way those things were... Hold on, I didn't answer the question.
You did, you said not real.
I didn't yet.
Oh, my bad.
I was about to.
Oh.
I said, you remember that song? And then I sang it.
Mm.
All right, I don't think they're real because they looked fake, but they were cool because it's a rad song, dude.
Turtles.
Real? Thumbs up. All right, I love shells, dude.
What's your favorite wave to surf in the Pacific?
10-footer.
Yeah, that's now I know you're a true surfer.
Yeah, I love 10-footers, man.
Yeah. Because,
like, once you, like, get on them, you, like, grind it a little bit, and then you fall.
Yeah, what's your favorite Bigfoot?
This one here that's peeing on Calvin and it says, like, who farted.
That's such a good one.
And there, like, if I saw that in the woods, I'd be like, yeah, that's real.
All right, we'll talk about prices, but we're probably not buying.
His weed. I don't have to buy. I'm selling. Why are we doing this weed thing again, man?
Yeah, we're not buying.
Who's we, dude?
Got a mouse in my pocket.
What do you mean?
Exactly.
So his actual name was California, bro.
It's California. I cannot believe I got that.
That was cool, man.
Yeah.
He seemed, not trustworthy.
Zero trustworthiness. And he was totally ripping off Calvin and Hobbes.
Yeah. I do like that he flipped it on its head a little bit, though.
Yeah.
The Calvin's getting peed on.
Well, that's neither here or there.
What do you mean? That's the whole thing.
Yeah, it's right there. You're right.
Oh.
All right. Anyways, it was a successful venture up to the convention, feel like.
Absolutely.
It was amazing.
And, you know, the weirdest part is we saw, like, Samuel Clementine. He was there.
Yeah.
We saw others.
We saw
Donnie Legree.
Legree was there, too.
Randy Standish was there.
But we already talked to them, so we obviously didn't play that footage on the show.
Yeah. I mean, we'll probably have him back on. But yeah. I feel like maybe... California bro and that Australian guy are probably gonna come on soon.
Oh, probably. They were pretty cool. I mean, they liked us. We still got their numbers.
Yeah, I forgot we got their phone numbers as part of this.
Oh yeah, we definitely we collected all the data.
That's true.
Yeah, Harvest.
That's the real thing. Like, Tesla's not a car company; it's a data company.
Yeah, and we got data on all of you. Not really.
Yeah.
Just kidding. But maybe.
But we might.
Not really.
But we do.
Yeah, we probably a little bit.
And if we did, we'd sell it.
Heck yeah.
Unless you donate. Give to our Cash App.
Yeah.
Money sign Bigfoot Bourbon.
Yeah, money sign play. Whoop, 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 whoop.
All right, do we have anything else?
I think that's it. I think we're done here.
All right. I guess next time we'll probably definitely talk about that movie.
Well, that'll be
if it's real.
That'll be on the mini. Yeah, so look out for the next mini where we talk about that one movie and other stuff.
Yep.
And then next time on Bigfoot and Bourbon, be prepared for awesomeness.
Absolutely. Better luck next time, everybody.
Better luck next time.
Bye.
Peace.